That is pretty. And you know, so many people play it faster than that, don't they?
Yes.
That's the tempo you wrote it at.
I think so.
But
I
everybody
do think
goes.
So. Oh, those are nice changes.
Including me. I don't know. I guess
keep
I
keep playing on that, Mary.
Let's see, well, I'm.
Boy, your inner voices are great.
Miles.
Yeah.
Now I've heard you do it, and I'm going to go back to doing it.
Slower?
Slower, yeah. I remember some of the old tunes, but I remember Joe Merlo was saying to me once, one of the things he liked about you was you always came ready to play a different version of whatever tune.
Yeah. That, I think, is very important. You do that. And
I try to, yeah.
I've heard you do it over and over. It's funny, my favorite pianist didn't do that, Art Tatum. And he could. He could do anything he wanted. But if you'll listen to Tiger Rag, 1938, and Tiger Rag at the end of his life, it's almost note for note. But and then it becomes so clean and so great. But Tatum could have played anything he wanted. I've had to work opposite him. And that's when you know the master.
Oh.
It's so frightening to work opposite
somebody. Where was that?
Well, it's one of the first times I ever saw you was at the old Storyville in Boston.
Oh, my God.
Tatum was working there.
Oh,
that was the early 50s.
Yeah, because you and Paul were there in the afternoon. In fact, I think I was there that day when you recorded Over the Rainbow.
Yeah.
And the drummer showed up, Lloyd Davis. No bass player showed up.
Bull Ruther didn't show. So we had a different quartet, a three-piece quartet that day.
Well, and for the longest time, it was just you and Paul. You played for hours before any drummer showed up.
Right. We played just as a duet that day. And at the end of Paul's life, he said that was his favorite album that we ever made. I think he said it was his favorite album, period. And I've gone back and listened to it since. And I can see what he was talking about because there was a kind of purity and a freshness because we didn't have anything worked out that day. We couldn't. It was really a duet that hadn't never rehearsed.
Yeah, but it was lovely. And that was where you started the theme going for Summer Song.
In Over the Rainbow.
In Over the Rainbow. In fact, Over the Rainbow came in kind of late.
Yeah.
It was like an exposition on a beautiful theme, and then suddenly out of this whole thing came Over the Rainbow. It was very beautiful.
And, you know, Marion, Paul, on his earlier solo, had introduced that theme, maybe not in the same way, and then when I followed him in, I took it. It was really a development of what Paul had played at the end of his solo, and that had to be cut out of the tape. Had been destroyed. It was an old homemade tape recorder that a guy had hidden under a chair. It's probably the worst recording there is, and I love it. You know, the quality of recordings today is so great, but give me some scratchy old Art Tatum record or this recording of mine. There's something else happens that you don't often catch in a studio.
I agree. I don't like to be in a studio if I can be recording with a live audience.
Yeah.
I remember you've said that too, that you don't
yeah,
like
the spontaneous thing is what's so great about jazz.
When you're in a studio, at least I don't know about you, but I tend to sort of feel that I must be careful and I guess when you're playing for an audience, you kind of forget that you're recording. I try to. At any rate.
Yeah, it's a very good idea to forget you're recording.
Yeah, it is a good idea, isn't it? You want to try and play another of your tunes that I like so well that you wrote, I think, in memory of Fats Waller?
Oh, yeah.
One Moment Worth Years. Did you meet him or something?
Never met him, no.
I thought maybe you just had met him how did you come to write that tune?
Well, just in kind of thinking about Fats, you see, the first recording I ever bought was Fats, and so you could say he was my first jazz piano influence. It was an old 78 called Let's Be Fair and Square in Love. Do you remember that?
Oh, God.
Remember that?
I do now. I hadn't thought of that for a million years. Oh, my goodness. What was on the other side of it?
There's Honey on the Moon Tonight. Oh.
Sing it.
Oh, that would be the worst thing possible.
Oh, man. But let me try and see if I know the tune. Let's see.